Good morning, Christ Center. It's Saturday, August 31st, and this is our last day of the Fruit of the Spirit devotional series.
Woot.
Woot. We have been this week meditating on scriptures that talk about self-control. So we want to invite you to listen along and see what God might be speaking to you. Let's begin by taking a moment of silent prayer as we invite the Holy Spirit to join us. We have a full house this morning. We have Pastor Joshua, we have Pastor Janelle, and we have Carly Davis, and we're going to read the initial verse that we started with, which is about the fruit of the Spirit, listing them, and then we're going to have just a discussion about what we learned. So, Pastor Joshua, can you read Galatians 5, 22 and 23?
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
So, of course, over the past 9 weeks, we've been talking about each one of these and doing kind of a deep dive. And I just kind of want to discuss with you guys which one of these like has stuck out to you most in areas that you want to grow in. Joshua, you want to start? Should we start with you?
Well, I mean, I think if I say anything other than self-control, then everyone is going to think I'm lying. Yeah. So I guess my big step is self-control. And, you know, I mean, it's not like I'm out of control in the area in, you know, some flagrant sin or something like that. That's not the case. But I think that it has been such a challenge for me because I just love to do anything for a laugh. And so I'll just say things, but it's not always helpful. And I think, you know, I'm 47. I think that the Lord has been convicting me and calling me towards exercising self-control with what I say and not asking for grace in areas where I think the Lord himself is saying like, hey, I want you to let me mature you in this area. So I think that personally has been the area of growth. And then as far as the overarching encouragement throughout this series, as I've been listening to different people in our family sharing, you know, we've had different people that we're interviewing each week, is everyone's total dependence on God to form that in their life. Like everyone's testimony has been, hey, this didn't come easy. This was a gift. This was God meeting me in this place. This is me leaning in and him faithfully bringing this about, you know, whether it's quickly or whether it's taken time. And I think I was really encouraged to hear that. I felt like scores of different ways through this, through this series, and it gave me more gratitude and humility of, Lord, you really are doing this, not just in my life, but everybody's lives. But then I need you to do it today.
Yeah.
Several times.
Yeah, because even with people who are like, this is a thing that I've done as long as I can remember, it's also a thing that had to be cultivated and consistently chosen. Yeah, that's good. Janelle, what about you?
I think, honestly, all of them, I feel so challenged in. And I loved the testimonies that everyone shared and just the hope that they offered. Like, oh yeah, I can do this. You know, kindness is hard for me, but also I can do this. There's hope. And just the practical nuggets that each person that shared gave was super encouraging and hope-filled for me.
So what's one that you want to most grow in, you think?
Yeah, you already asked me that and I wanted to avoid the question.
I know.
if it's ever not patience, it's probably because I'm in heaven. So patience for sure.
Mm. Carly, what about you?
Yeah, I think gentleness is the one that I feel like I need to be growing in the most. So that was probably the most convicting for me, was just not necessarily gentleness in my outward life, but being gentle with my kids and my husband and myself. Gentle in the daily things, not in the extraordinary things that happen. It's really easy to be gentle to someone else's kids, but it's hard to be gentle to your kids sometimes. So that's, I think, the one that was most convicting. And I think what I love about this verse is that when that you talk about against such things, there's no law. Laws are for regulation, for like regulating and don't do. And if there's no laws about this, then you can't out gentle. You can't be too gentle to someone.
Right.
And I love that. You can't be too faithful. You can't be too self-controlled. So that's, yeah, that's what I think.
That's good. Janelle, for some reason, is looking through my backpack.
For the melodica.
For the melodica. My missing melodica. If you found my melodica, please text me. For me, I think it's faithfulness. Which is the one actually we didn't get a sermon on, so which is a bummer. We did Scandi that week. But maybe I need a sermon on faithfulness to fix that. No, I really... We were having a discussion last night, like, you know, when I look back on my life, I hope that I will have really cultivated that well, and that I could have that consistency of walking with God and not be so up and down. I want to be more faithful. Well, it's been great, guys. Joshua, why don't you close us in prayer last time for this series?
Thank you, Father, for the gift of your presence, embracing us, comforting us, and empowering us to bear fruit in our lives. As we walk through this day, help us to recognize the gentle leadings of your Holy Spirit so we might better demonstrate the fruit of self-control, of all of these fruits, Lord, of gentleness, faithfulness, goodness, kindness, peace, patience, love, joy. God, against there is no such law. Lord, we really appreciate what you're doing in our lives. Help us all to reflect your character. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Woo!